by My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. The holidays are happening here, from projects to presents to December decor. We're geared up to celebrate.
And more. The effervescent Lulu Powers, caterer to the stars, serves up some low-key tips for lowering the high-stress holiday hoedown.
Mark has built out a tool list that is sure to light eyes and get work done for the tool lover on your list.
And Teresa is sharing her simple, elegant ways for displaying all those holiday calls.
So it's official. You're invited to our holiday party. Come on in.
It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Live.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband.
And my wife, Teresa, and I am twirling my hair. Wait a minute, you twirl your hair.
Yes, I am twirling my hair.
I'm being all flirtatious, and I've got, you should twirl your hair.
Like the guys from that we were building the wood play structure in Joplin with for Extreme Makeover
Extreme Makeover.
Yeah, they would tease me because every time I wanted them to do something, I would come up to them and start twirling my hair.
I'm going to make a fake ponytail and put it on the back of my head and twirl hair, see if I can get stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah, that should work.
Do you think it's going to work, or it's going to totally creep people out?
Oh, totally creep people out.
Totally.
That
would be a good Halloween kind of thing. If you don't want to hand out candy, you could just stand at the doorstep and, like, twirl hair.
Twirl hair. Yeah.
But you know what about our door, though? So thrilled about it. I am so thrilled. And we're going to talk about it later on in the show.
Now, what you're saying is you're thrilled about our door.
So thrilled. When I enter the entryway to our home. When
literally,
I'm standing in the hallway.
I'm glad this is a holiday show because there's literally a chorus of angels.
I kind of feel that way. I almost want to cry because I fought Mark on the door and I didn't want to replace it because I was charmed because it's a 100-year-old original door to the house. This cute little mail slot and everything. It's just mail.
Stood guard over this place for a long time.
I love this door, and I've got a project that we're going to reuse that door, so get ready for that, Mark.
Great.
Because I can't give the door up. I just can't give it up.
Three words.
It's a part of our family.
Three words, dip and strip. I'm not sanding it.
Anyway, it is a gorgeous door, and if you're into shopping for doors or just want to kind of browse and fantasize, if you go to ThermaTrue online, you can go to My Safe Doors, and that's exactly what I did to pick out our new door.
Yes, mm-hmm. And you did a great job. The color is wonderful.
Thank
you. They pre-finished it. I couldn't put a paint job that good on if I had to.
It's like it was born that way.
Like it was powder-coated.
Well, and I'm excited about today's guest. We have Lulu Powers coming on the show today to share some tips for getting ready for those parties.
Yep, having people over, what to do it, how to not go insane.
How to not go insane.
Maybe not quite that far.
And she's got a fun website, too. It's lulupowers.com, and we follow her on Twitter at Lulu Powers. I love her name, Lulu. It's awesome.
I wish I was named Lulu or Mark.
Well, you are named Mark, and you have a really hot segment on today's show.
I do. Tool picks.
Yes. I can't wait to find out what you think are the coolest tools, because you are like the Mac Daddy of tool reviewers in the universe.
And in my usual style, I haven't done it yet, so I can't wait to find out either.
I really can't wait to find out what are the awesome tools, because if Mark says they're awesome, you should probably be getting them for, you know, your favorite DIY or pro for the holiday gift.
For people who want to open a box and find some tools in it to do their projects, I've got a good list.
Well, and we shared some tips this week on NBC 10 show in Philadelphia of how to fix up little nicks and scratches and, you know, tile and wood flooring. Also, you can use the same tip we did for wood flooring for cabinets and furniture.
That's right.
And also little scratches in appliances, your washer, your refrigerator, or whatever.
Yeah, we'll post the link at some point. and you can then find out what walnuts and wood floors have in common.
It was kind of nutty.
The nutty part. That's what you did there.
It's fantastic. It really is. And I'm going to be sharing some tips later on in this show about how to display those holiday cards using some things that I picked up from the discount area at Joann's Fabric and also at the dollar store. So really inexpensive things. If you can wrap a present, you can make these crafts.
It doesn't look like it. Honestly, no, I think they're beautiful. That's why I say that.
Oh, well, you could totally make them. Do you want to make them?
So easy, even I could do it.
So easy, even you can do it.
We also have a great free stuff prize.
That was inspired by a video you saw.
That's right.
And it wasn't even like a video about like Egypt or anything like that on the History Channel.
Is there a new one?
It probably has the same guy who's in every Egypt show.
Okay.
I don't know what his name is, but he's in every
Egypt
show.
Oh, you're talking about Zawi Hawass,
the
president in charge of
something,
the Ancient History Museum of Egypt.
Yeah, he's in every single Egypt show, and there's like 1,000 of them, I swear.
On the Great Plateau, the pyramids.
See, the thing is, too, is that I went to architecture school, so I studied Egypt, ancient Egypt, the whole thing in school. And so I enjoy reminiscing a little bit about all of the scholastic endeavors.
No reminiscing.
But, you know, one thing that we were talking about recently is that I guess we have to take a break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life. I ain't rich and famous, or I stand in my feet. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Pilot yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Back inside My Fix It Up Life family, and here we are, Fix It Up Fine time.
That took a while for you to get out.
Man, you were just staring at me like you were going to say something. I think your lips moved a little bit, and then I knew nothing was coming.
My lips moved into a smile because you're so handsome. How's that?
Shirt's off.
No, your shirt is not off. I want to know what your finds are.
I'm going to put my headphones down, take my shirt off, do the rest of the segment.
Sharing is caring, so share a find with me, dear. I want to know what you've been doing while I've been working. I want to know what you've been thinking about.
Actually, that's a great segue, because you know why?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you. You can see it.
Are we going to sit on the floor and hold hands like in some kind of yoga pose while you describe it to me?
Why would anyone, not just you and me, not just married couples, why would anyone do that?
I don't know.
Anyone, just one reason.
Because
spent time coming up with
I want to feel your essence while you share what is important to you. couldn't even say that without laughing.
Okay.
Share your find.
I want
to hear.
My find is this.
Yes.
Me.
Oh, my goodness. You found yourself. We do have mirrors in the house. They've been there for a while.
Well, it turns out that if you like to clean your car...
I don't.
I do.
Okay.
I like a clean car, exactly. Mm-hmm. I did a bunch of videos for Popular Mechanics and Black Magic Car Care Products.
And a hot car.
This thing was like a Z20... They have Z28s. This was like a Z128.
And it was like a really unusual color, too.
One of five in the country.
What color was it?
Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was orange and black. It had a black decaling kind of thing down the hood.
Yeah.
I was allowed to drive it down the driveway.
Oh.
At which point the keys were then rescinded.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did 140 down the driveway.
So what's the point of this?
So anyway, these videos are on Black Magic Car Care's YouTube channel.
And what can we learn from
them? Which is youtube.com/Team Black Magic.
Uh-huh.
Or if you read my notes here, there are letters that resemble that.
Okay, so what can we learn? I want to know.
The kinds of cleaners that they have for the interior and exterior of your car, the accessories that they have to get your car totally tuned in. Shiny interior, durable finishes, way to clean brake dust off your wheels.
I love
and
doing
the stuff
that.
Really works.
And this, I worked right in front of me.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Did
yeah.
you use it, or did somebody use it for you?
That's a hand model on the video. You can tell because the hands aren't wrinkled up and all old-looking.
Oh, that's pretty cute. I want to share my finds now.
Blackmagicshines.com.
Okay. So I want to – oh, do you want to pick something that you could eat or something that you can make? I have two finds.
Okay. With an intro like that, it's drink. What can I drink? Is one of your finds bourbon?
Neither of them are drinkable. I guess you can create a liquid out of the thing you can eat. It's
if
candy.
It can be distilled
okay.
into booze,
so if you're
then
trying
I can
to,
handle this.
If you're trying to find the perfect gift for the person who has everything, here's
me.
An idea for you. You've probably seen the commercials for this, and you might have forgotten about it. I did. M&M's, you can go on their website, mymms.com, and you can order customizable candies. You can imprint different sayings or whatever on your candy.
I love you.
And
you're a loser.
Really? You would make you're a loser out of candy for someone? That is just so strange.
Sorry, it just comes to me.
No, but you can have like an inside joke or phrase or something like that. That really means something special to you and the person you're giving a gift to. And if you're not into chocolate, there is another company that's based in New York that's their website is PAPABUBBLENY, Papa Bubble.
NY, Papa Bubble NY. Get
they
it.
Make
yeah.
sugary treats, all different kinds of sugary candy that you can imprint too. Make custom little gifts for your friends and loved ones.
I used to eat M&Ms at Christmas in the morning. My mom put them out, holiday M&Ms. I'd just go to the bowl and eat them. Breakfast, how you doing? What's your name? That's what my sister says.
Okay. So I have another find I want to share
so
with
I'm
you.
So I'm all about sugary treats at the holidays. Go.
So once you're all sugared up and you're ready to get going and doing something, I want to recommend this, magnetic wooden blocks. Now,
cool.
I've heard of this before, but these are really cute, and it's a company, tegu.com. And one of the things I like about the company is that They have this whole thing where they are trying to make it a positive impact on the world. So just keep that in mind,
yeah,
too.
Okay.
But they sell blocks that come in sets where you can build, like, cars and stuff. Or
okay.
they have traditional block sets that have all different shapes and sizes. And you can get them in the natural color of wood, or you can get them in different colors. And they sell, like, little bags that you can carry. They're your block sets, like on a plane or on a car ride, and
right.
they're magnetic. So it's harder, not impossible, harder for kids to lose their blocks
when they travel. Because they're stuck
together. Exactly, because they're
cool.
magnetic. Very cool, right?
Cool.
Tegu.com. So do you have...
T-E-G-U, right?
Totally.
Okay.
So...
Totally.
Do you have a find that you want to share with us?
I do, and this is a little bit of a teaser for the tool list later. It is...
Tool tease.
A tool.
Shocking. So what is the tool that you're going to tease us with?
Okay, first...
So we tune in after the segment.
First, I have to make a disclaimer.
What?
Okay, this is a DeWalt tool. Pro brand, the whole thing. And as much as they want this to be a hardcore tool, their 31-piece ratcheting T-handle hex key set...
Oh my God, you love this thing.
...is the best ever for putting together knockdown furniture.
You've said this a million times around the house.
Her.
Yeah.
They don't want me to say that. They want it to be all like, yeah, I'm putting together a 3 billion volt electric
panel. Well, you can also do that.
Ever.
But you
ever.
Can also do that, too.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put all kinds of force on these that you can't put on other T-handle sets. They are total pro-grade tool. Awesome. I use them all the time.
So you're ready to, like, build everything for the holidays?
Doesn't make you – oh, that's the other disclaimer. Doesn't make you want to put together knockdown furniture. Just makes it so it goes faster.
I think my candy might help you want to put together knockdown furniture.
That makes me want to go outside and run around, throw a football with Jack.
Well, if you want to find out the rest of Mark's tool picks for the holiday season, you're going to have to keep listening and tune in after the break. We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce.
He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape, more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice, afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at RealOutdoorLiving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
RealOutdoorLiving.com.
Wood. It's real.
Listen to your heartbeat, hear your pulse, just drop me off.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark, and it's tool checkdown time.
Tool checkdown time. I kind of like the sound of that because, you know, you are my tool expert, and I can say my tool expert just like Jack calls me his mommy. Like, I'm his. You're mine.
That's
totally
right.
Totally all mine. Whenever I have a tool question, you're right here to answer it. And
you should go to my new website, mytoolexpert.com.
Well,
really.
And well, yeah. You can
somebody
get,
buy the domain name.
Where you can get your own tool expert. And I'm kind of really lucky, too, because whenever we do a project, Mark has already figured out what the awesome tools are, so I just kind of, like, pick them up and use them. I don't even have to think about, is this going to do the job? It's just going to be right there.
Well, the tool companies are very good to my Fix It Up life, and they always share with us what's new, what's happening, techniques, advances in the tools, innovations. It's awesome.
Well, and you're really good at weeding through and figuring out what is the perfect tool for every job.
Well, it's kind of the been there, done that. That's an innovation, great. But here's what's going to get it done for you.
Yeah, I love that.
Like I always say, the favorite tool, my favorite tool is the one I need right now.
Yeah, I kind of am tool spoiled.
Tool spoiled.
Totally.
Well, let me shed some light on that.
Okay. Okay, so what are your top picks for the holiday?
Okay, this is a holiday top pick. It's not necessarily the best tools in the world or any kind of, you know, year-long build-up to an editor's choice list, which I probably should do at some point. These are just tools that I like a lot.
Okay.
Okay. This particular one is called the Defender Upright V2 Work Light by ProBuilt Lighting.
Okay.
Okay. And they make another product that I'm going to save that. That got me looking at their website. But this one is basically, if you can imagine, a Star Wars lightsaber.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's true. But
what are those guys in the white outfits?
Stormtroopers.
Okay, so recently Extreme Makeover was in Texas, and they had stormtroopers, like, involved in the build.
Yes, they did. I saw a photo of that.
So is this where the whole lightsaber comes from?
No, but it occurred to me that now there are two references to the Star Wars.
Kind of haunting.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. At any rate, 2 feet and 4 feet long, you can hang them, you can lay them down, you can stand them up vertically, and what they do is they cast, I don't even know what it's called, a halo of light around a dark work area. So, like, if you need to go under a sink, you just lay this thing down, and it casts light into the entire cabin.
I want one of these.
Oh, they're awesome.
I think that Brian Troy would want one of them, too, because he burnt through. He was using a light recently with us when we were filming something.
Yes.
And he just totally...
Well, the thing, and this is true of other work lights as well, he had, I don't know what kind of bulb he had, but other types of very bright work lights are super hot.
Yeah.
So if you're up in an attic, you're working in the summertime, they're just a billion degrees and you can't touch them. The bulbs are fragile. These are super rugged as well.
Oh, cool.
Plus, they have an onboard plug, so you can daisy chain them along. So you can plug one into the next, or you can plug a radio in. They're fantastic.
I love your rich language.
I have wealthy
language. Onboard daisy chain. Okay, so what's up next? Now, who else is getting, you know, a mark, like, tip of the hat?
Tip of the hat. Hi, Stephen Colbert.
Yes.
That's right. This is one that would make my eyes light up. And that's kind of what I went through when I thought about all these tools. What would either, A, I not buy for myself and do some chicken monkey workaround, or B, would be an honest to goodness, oh my goodness, surprise.
Okay.
And this is in the surprise department, and it has won an award from the folks at Taunton. It's the Delta 46460 12.5-inch, variable speed no less, MIDI lathe. So it's basically a small lathe, and they touted its power, its smoothness, its adjustments, and you can set it up in your shop, like if you're just getting started on turning, making small stuff like bowls and things.
Didn't I just read that in the One Good Turn?
One Good Turn by Witold Rybczynski.
That the aristocrats for a long time used to just turn stuff as a hobby, just something to do because they were bored.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I don't remember that particular element. Delta
machinery. I want to be aristocratic. Can you get me one of those? I just want to turn just because I've got extra time.
Because you have a toga?
No, not a toga. Seriously.
Okay.
Okay, so what else is awesome?
DeltaMachinery.com, $650. That would make my eyes light up. Here's another thing. Vito ProPack XLT tool/laptop/device bag. I have one of the
you
original
You love
Vito.
The Vito Pro. Yeah. Yes, but I didn't know that they had made an advancement that you can put your laptop and phone and stuff in it.
These tool bags are absolutely awesome. They're made by a real-life carpenter who really has real job site solutions.
And Mark really uses it all of the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the thing's great. Your tools store vertically, which is ideal. You open up the side of the bag, and you look in there, whatever it is, chisels, tape measures, laser distance meter, there it is. You can see it. And in this particular bag, it has a waterproof bottom, and it's also rugged in the upper to protect the laptop. You can put a laptop in there, or tablet for that matter.
Now, would it be wrong of me to say that that would be awesome kind of design in a minier version for like a makeup bag?
Yeah, that's wrong.
Okay.
We're talking tools here, not your stuff. But it makes sense. It makes perfect sense because just like I've seen your makeup bags, they're all top load.
They are.
So you open the top and then
they're
you
just pile
go
stuff.
Inside. It's piled.
Yeah.
Yeah, waste of time.
It is. Yeah. I would really like to be able to get to my mascara faster.
I would like you to be able to get to your mascara faster too.
Okay. So what
this
else
is
in
Vito ProPack? PAC.com. It's $220. You will make someone, a tool lover, happy.
Okay.
And they have all different ones, too. Very exciting. I think I'm going to call them now.
Can you finish the segment with me first? And tell me what else is in Mark's happy list?
This is Mark's happy list. The next one, your segues are awesome today.
Thank you.
The next one is called The Thrill.
And is it really like a three?
3RILL.
That is so cute.
Thrill. It is cool. And it comes from our friends at Rockwell Tools Direct. Rockwell Tools, maker of the Jaw Horse. Also, the folks providing our giveaway.
And they're super nice guys, too.
They are super nice
guys. I kind
nice
of love
guys.
Them, yeah.
Yeah, they are super nice guys.
And they're handsome.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
I am now going to have to do 3 weeks of damage control on that one.
Okay.
Because they will be... You heard her say it. 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 Anyway.
Anyway, I speak the truth.
So our show's canceled now because I have to deal with this.
Okay. So what is about the Thrill?
The Thrill, or Thrill,
yeah,
is a high-torque impact driver, dual speed, variable speed reversible drill, and a screwdriver with 22 clutch settings. It's small. It's got a 12-volt lithium-ion
battery.
How
small is it?
It's bigger than the smallest cordless drills and impact drivers, but it's smaller than your 18-volt, like our impact drivers.
It's bigger than that, but
it's
smaller
than
a drill.
It's bigger than the small ones, and it's smaller than the big ones. It's in the middle.
Okay.
And the design is essentially to bridge the gap between DIY and pro jobs and low-volume and high-volume projects. So there's a difference, for example, from fastening a sheet of drywall than screwing off an entire deck.
I understand that.
That's where this comes in. So you can do impact. You could hang a cabinet door by switching the impact off.
Hmm.
You won't tear screws off. And then you can also drill holes.
I want one of these.
Well, considering that you think the folks at Rockwell Tools are handsome, I believe...
Hey, boys, why don't you send me one? Thanks.
Hi, it's me,
Wink.
Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Winky, winky.
Hair twirl. So what else do you love?
Dress your tool lover for success.
I always do.
It's almost like I wrote that ahead of time, but I just thought of it now.
So what are we going to dress them up in?
BlackLadderUSA.com.
Oh, BlackLadder.com. Like the kilts?
They have kilts.
Mm-hmm. Utila kilts?
They're not utila kilts.
But they're like them.
BlackLadder kilts.
Yeah, but they're like them.
I guess they are.
They're kilts that are for workwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're kilts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the Grinch says when he shows up wearing
a
dress.
Their kilts,
it's
though,
a kilt.
Have the outside pockets, right? Like BlackLadder is the...
Yeah, BlackLadder makes utility kilts.
Yes.
They also, for people who, like, say, wear pants.
People who wear pants.
Make pants.
Most people do.
Yeah.
Except, like, if you're a Muppet or something.
In which case, we're back to the quilt. They
yeah.
also make jackets. And two of their pants models... Two of their jackets models have the Cordura nylon reinforcements at the knees and other high wear areas. They make a pair of pants that you can integrate knee pads into. So if you're a worker who's on his knees all day, tiling, doing running baseboard
knee
trim,
pads really do save you
roofing.
In the long run.
Yes.
Yeah, don't be a hero. I mean, really, you want to save your knees.
Yeah, they've got shorts, they've got belts, they've got hats.
Yeah,
all
and Greg Bernardo was wearing them when we were with him recently, and they look really good on him.
Greg, so you and the Rockwell guys are handsome. I'll alert other media.
No, but that's another really good feature, is that you want your tool-loving loved one to look good, too, and they do look good.
That is right.
Mm-hmm.
That is right. So, yeah, the Cordura reinforcement's what caught my eye, and they've got some other cool gear.
Okay.
BlackLadder, BlackLadderUSA.com.
D-E-R.
Is that what I said?
No.
I've misspelled virtually everything today.
You were an English major, right?
Yeah, but not English spelling.
Oh.
Okay. I just read Pride and Prejudice and the Heart of Darkness, and
okay.
I can expound on it. Let's sit in our hand-holding.
So I want to know one more thing, because we just have about a minute left.
Yes.
What else is an awesome thing?
For the all-seasons gift giver.
I like to give the all-season gift to my
right. And
receivers.
Just because it's winter here doesn't mean it's cold everywhere in the country.
Yes.
So you need to mow your grass.
Somebody was mowing their grass yesterday in our neighborhood.
I believe it.
Yes.
I believe it.
And it freaked me out a little bit.
And I need to get one more on our grass. I'm never going to get to it.
Okay.
And I wish I was using the CC500 3-in-1 push mower from Cub Cadet.
What does it make it a 3-in-1?
It's... Side discharge,
yes.
Mulch,
yes.
Rear back. But
okay.
here's some of the things that I notice about this that I like it. It's got a sure start. That means it's guaranteed that the mower will start in one or two pulls. It says it's got a cyclo cut system that discharges grass evenly. It's got a steel deck, but here's what I really like. It's got a handle on the front so you can pick it up.
Oh.
Put it in the truck. Say you're going to mow your parents' lawn or whatever it is. And... you can pick it up much more easily than jamming your finger underneath a hard steel deck.
And it's Cub Cadet.
It's Cub Cadet, CubCadet.com.
Okay, very cool. Well, you know what? We have to go to break.
We'll do that. We'll be back with more.
We'll be right back. Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose Real Wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Rhythm is in the sky, blue eyes.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And I'm feeling good about the holiday.
You are? Did you already buy me lots of presents?
Yes, no, maybe.
Have you been
sure,
a good boy
course,
all year? Is Santa Claus
going
to be, you know, smiling upon you? Filling up your tool belt with lots of cool stuff?
We actually have tool pouch stockings.
We do.
That I love to see full when I come down the stairs.
Well, you have the largest tool belt of all four of us in our family.
That's how I roll. That is how I roll. But this is the season of parties.
It is the season of parties.
And as I exemplified on Halloween, I clearly do not know how much food to buy for anything.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And our guest, who is on the line now, I think, might be able to help us go in that direction with a little more confidence. And it is caterer to the stars,
yes,
Lulu Powers. Lulu, are you with us?
I am. Thanks for having me. Happy holidays.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, my husband Mark was just saying that for Halloween, I sent him out to buy candy.
Did he overbuy?
Oh, my goodness. He came back, I think, with like 15 bags of candy.
Lulu, how would you like some candy?
Wait, I have a question. What kind of candy do you have left over? Because I could have lots of tips and tricks for you.
Oh, we've got a lot of, he bought really good candy, you know, like little Snickers bars and like, you know, all the brand name, like candy bars.
Oh, yeah, I didn't cheap out on the candy.
He bought candy that he liked.
Well, listen, up on my website, you will find any dough recipe you have, like cookie dough. I make these great pretzel and mini peanut butter cup cookies. But any of, like, your Snickers bars, you know, you can chop up and use them like chocolate chips.
Oh.
What's the Homer Simpson noise? that is
so
awesome.
And they're so good. Like, you can make, this could be your new thing. You can make a Halloween cookie 360, like any time of the year.
Halloween Cookie 360. I think that that name alone is going to save sort of like our whole thing about how the Halloween candy, because I've been very frustrated about it ever since it happened. So now
well,
I've got like a list of...
Because I have one more idea.
Okay, what's that?
When people see candy, they automatically think fun. So get yourself, you know, I like to reuse things. So if you have some clear vases at home, glass vases, I like to separate the candy out. So I like all Snickers in one jar, all Kisses in one jar, all Skittles in one jar. And, you know, the holidays are coming up. I'm sure you're going to have people over. And you can even make it a tablescape using your candy.
It's all different colors.
Yes,
yeah,
and
it's
I'm
all
thinking
different colors. It's fun. You can throw, you know, some pine on there or pine cones around it. I mean, people will love it, and it's happy.
It is happy, and then they can eat it too.
If your husband doesn't use it all for all the Halloween 360 cookies, he's about to make.
So Halloween 360, and now which
I don't think I want him to make those cookies. I would like to keep my home intact.
The best thing you can do is you can actually chunk up your Snickers bars if you want, and you know, instead of keeping them in your pantry or if they get eaten, chunk them up and, you know, use them like chocolate chips, but throw them in your freezer.
Oh.
And frozen Snicker bars are so fun. That's kind of chic to cut them up and serve them frozen after dinner.
That is super cool.
That is very cool.
The rest of this interview will be me praising you because you're awesome.
And, I love that. Thank you.
And Halloween 360 is such a great turn of phrase. I have to segue immediately to your book, From Food to Flowers, then skip that, we'll go back to it, and say you shouldn't just have a TV show, you should have 10 TV shows.
Well, I need my first one, so let's work on that too, and then I can have you guys on, I guess, and see what you did with the tips and tricks and recipes from my book.
I'm going to have to back up a dump truck full of stuff I overbuy because I'll be so excited. What if I underbuy? Someone get me a forklift.
Yeah, he has
That's
an overbuying
exactly
problem.
That's what I thought when your wife said that. I heard boop, boop, boop.
That is so true.
Well, do you know, to go serious.
Holiday, like, coming up, you know, and you're talking about entertaining and, you know, having stuff out and cooking and having the Halloween cookies 360. I have these place tiles. Like, when I entertain, I'd love to, like, kind of write a note to the people when they're coming in, like, happy holidays or have a drink. So glad you're here. You know, it's fun because when someone sees that on your bar or like even in your dining room, wherever you are, it's like, you know, you're welcoming someone in the door.
I dig that.
I like that a lot.
I dig that. That's super cool. And do you do it on like, and I know you have a line of stationery, do you do it on different pieces of stationery and present it different ways so people interact with it?
You can do that. You can use stationery and frames. But also, I like using these place tiles. It's like a white tile, and you can get them in different sizes. And it's like dry erase, and you can write on it. So basically, if you want to write, you know, a sweet note to your wife, honey, I left you some Halloween 360 cookies with a little shot of bourbon in the kitchen. You can do it. And they're actually, you can get them on my Open Sky. Have you guys opensky.com?
Oh, totally checked it out. I think
it's like Twitter
awesome.
For shopping, but like on my store that I have on there, I have great, you know, like entertaining things. Like I love truffle salt.
I'm sorry, you said truffles, but there was an extra syllable in there, so now I don't know what you're talking about.
Truffle salt.
Truffle salt. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with truffle salt.
My main complaint right now is that you do not live anywhere near close enough to us. I absolutely am desperate to hang out with you now that we're talking.
I could come by for a, you know, book signing.
You come to Philadelphia, we'll be here.
We will be here.
I love Philadelphia. I was there in April.
We were here, too, or not here. We
no,
traveled
we
quite a bit.
We must have missed each other.
Aww.
Man.
The Philadelphia, the city is beautiful.
Oh, isn't it? There is all kinds of stuff happening here. But you live in L.A. now, Caterer to the Stars, but you are from the East Coast, right?
I'm from Connecticut.
There you go.
Yeah.
I actually lived in Connecticut for a short period of time.
Where'd you live?
I lived in Madison, Connecticut, east of
I did a book signing there at that bookstore.
Oh, that place is great.
That bookstore is wonderful. What is the name of that place? Do you remember, Mark? No.
It's called I always want to say Raul Julia. It's called Julia's, right?
R.J. Julia.
Yeah.
R.J. Julia's. Can I tell you, I love bookstores, but to me that's so old school, and it's incredible. R.J. Julia's.
Yeah, that place is fantastic. It really is.
I think every bookstore should be just like that.
Oh, they've got a coffee shop. Mm-hmm. They've got three floors.
And they're so nice there.
Downtown street. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fantastic.
And the whole town is incredible. Actually, Jacques Pepin, the famous chef, lives there. I've always wanted to meet him.
Did you do a book signing at the same time with him?
No, but that would be, that would be quite like, I would love that. he's incredible. He's just, great, inspiring.
So,
but he lives there.
Oh, he lives in Madison?
He lives in Madison up there. That town on the water is beautiful.
Oh, that
it
place
is beautiful.
Oh, it's off the charts.
Well, I need to get to something because we only have about 3 or 4 minutes left, and I want to get to the holidays. And I know that you had a cheat sheet on your website, lulupowers.com, to give all us, a primer on what we should do to get ready for Thanksgiving. Now, I want to get ready for, New Year's and for, family coming over for the holidays. Give me some tips.
Okay, first of all, keep it simple.
Okay.
And although you're going to have homemade Halloween cookies, not everything has to be homemade. So you guys work and you're busy. You can pick up things. It's all in the presentation, too. Or it's like, it's like buying a pumpkin pie or an apple pie. And put it in a scotch glass with a dollop of whipped cream and a spoon. Kind of think outside the box. So even if you buy it, present it differently.
Ooh,
I like
great
that.
Great idea. And I'll just drink my scotch out of the bottle.
Okay. Buddy, get one of my straws on my Open Sky site, my silver straws, and it will keep it, be delightful.
A silver straw?
That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, they're really. And, you guys, if you're prepared, the holidays, by the time you get to, a lot of people, by the time they get to Christmas or Hanukkah, they're tired.
Yeah.
Just because they're, all stressed out about over-worrying the holidays. But with my cheat sheet, it will help you out a lot. And my main thing is to keep it simple. Don't stress.
Totally.
Don't stress.
Don't stress. I love
the
level
head approach. If you're prepared, don't stress. And one thing that I always say is when you're having people over, give them a drink when they come in. I have a great called the Frosty Bite on my website. It's delicious. It's served over ice. You can make a batch of those up, and you have your holiday drink. And everybody's happy.
We don't do that.
Well,
I'm
thinking
individual drinks. So do you put it in a pitcher kind of thing? Or because I don't know what kind of drink it is.
For Thanksgiving, I have an apple moonshine punch-up with apple juice and champagne, and you can make, a big pitcher of that. But, I like to make things up beforehand and finish it off, with the champagne, if that's what you're serving. Or, another great, a Christmassy drink is to take a can of limeade, then pour the can into the blender. Then you fill the can of limeade up with vodka, pour that into the blender. Then you get some fresh mint, fill the can up with fresh mint, pour that into the blender, blend, pour it into a cup, pour it into a little lovely glass you have, finish it shit off with some club soda, and that is one heck of a drink.
Wow.
That is spectacular.
You can make that. That's what I say about being prepared. You can make that up that morning or the day before and put it in empty clear glass wine bottles with a cork on it, and you're all ready, and it looks really cool. You can put it in a big bucket of ice, and it looks fun.
I love that, and I'm afraid if we made it the day before, it would be all drunk the day before.
Yeah, how do you keep from eating and drinking all your creation?
You're my kind of people.
It would be gone, just like the cookies would be all gone. But we have to be all gone because we have to go to break.
Oh, check out Lulu Powers.
Well, you guys, it was so fun talking to you.
Oh, likewise.
So follow Lulu Powers on Twitter, at Lulu Powers, and go to her website for all of her holiday tips, lulupowers.com, and we're going to break. We'll be back.
Bye, guys.
Same perfect patch. For the hell of it is why you try.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband Mark.
And I am looking through the door at my wife Teresa.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's
you're
going to
be that hokey?
Literal segue.
That's not really that great of a segue, but, you know, one thing that I'm really excited about this holiday season is that we have a gorgeous new door at our house.
It is.
It's like an entirely different house. It's like a present. Like, you gave me a new home for the holidays with a whole new door. Just with a door.
Just with a door in a week-long project
yes.
of remodeling the entire room.
And we have on the line someone special who was here while we were doing that project together.
I'm not sure why your
voice... Are we holding hands?
I don't, no.
Puppy dogs are flying in on unicorns?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Hey, Chris Malucci from ThermaTrue Doors, are you there with us?
I am here.
Cool. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are yourselves?
We're doing well. You survived spending time with us in our Fix It Up house, and I want to congratulate you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate being invited into your home.
Well, the memorial plaque will be shipped to you shortly.
Well, while we were replacing our door in our house, and our door is more than 100 years old in our home, and, you know, like any remodeling project, there are some things that you encounter along the way. And, you know, it might be helpful for everyone listening if there's, like, a tip or two that you can share with, you know, our listeners of, you know, how they can... avoid those mistakes.
Right. When they put their door in, how is it that they're going to get to the end of that project?
And be as happy as I am.
Yeah. And the door is going to close and lock like it's supposed to.
Those are great questions. Some of the tips I would say, and they sound very simple, but make sure you have measured the door, that the door fits. Too many times you buy a product and you bring it home and you tear the old product out and the new one doesn't fit. So making sure you have the accurate measurements on the product you're tearing out and that the new one will fit in before you start to rip apart any structures that may not be able to go back in.
That's not a bad idea. Because
it seems very simple, but it is a step that is often skipped. And once you've torn the old product out, whether it's a door or a window or whatever you're doing, and the new one doesn't fit, it makes the process go much more painfully than it needs to.
Well, and it makes everyone in the house unhappy, too.
It's funny.
Yes.
It was either going to be a ThermaTrue door or a sheet of 3/4-inch plywood.
Seriously?
No,
right.
Not really.
That would have not made a happy holiday.
That is a good point. What about layout or, you know, the existing conditions of the house?
Checking for the structure, that the structure sound. When you tear the old unit out, the subfloor that the unit sits on should be solid, if not level. So you want a nice, level, load-bearing, solid subfloor for the door to sit on. So when the door goes in, that sill conforms to that level subfloor. If that subfloor is off, or is not level, it's going to haunt you the rest of the installation process when you start getting into squaring and plumbing and starting to fasten the unit into the opening.
Oh, because it will, if you're unaware of the condition of the subfloor, it will sort of deform the door frame, and then that will chase you around the whole time?
That is correct.
Not fun.
No, that's something that would really make you unhappy every day of your life.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you do, because I imagine you can actually put the door in if the subfloor is just a little out, and then you'll end up with problems after the fact, right?
Yes, it could take the door frame out of square and it makes it very difficult then for the door to operate and seal properly. It does something even an eighth of an inch off can throw the whole installation awry and really cause some unneeded frustration. And make installing a door can be a difficult thing, but it can be made very easy if you follow simple steps and keep all those steps in the right order as you go through the process.
And one of the things that I liked while you were here is the string test to make sure that everything lined up perfectly. And you know, instead of me trying to explain that, you have to go to thermatruedoors.com or go to YouTube and check them out and see how they check with the string all the way around the door to make sure that everything lines up perfectly.
Yeah,
I really like that.
For sure. It's a great idea. And, Chris, maybe you could go into a little more detail on what that shows you.
String test, what you're doing, you're putting a string, you're putting the push pins at all four corners and tying strings to those push pins. And what it'll do is to tell you, first you can do it to the rough opening before the rough opening, when you remove the door, the house structure that's there, you can do it to the rough opening to make sure the rough opening is in the same alignment, that the rough opening is plumb and aligned in the same plane. And then when you actually install the door, you can redo the test on the door frame itself to make sure it conforms to that opening in a square plumb and in the same alignment matter. It's with that the hinge side jam and the lock side jam are not on the same alignment. It's one of those simple things, again, that it doesn't seem like a big deal, but as you start going down the installation process, it can really throw off the operation of the door. It makes everything seal, the weather stripping, the way the door closes, and makes everything close and seal evenly all the way around the door system.
And I have to say, too, not only does the door look beautiful, and I'm kind of in love with it, and it's kind of strange that I'm in love with the door, but the other thing is that when we close our door now, it feels like we're in the space shuttle because it kind of just airtight locks everything up, and it's like we live near like our borough garage, and there's constantly trucks going by
and so forth.
And we close the door, and it's just quiet.
For the first time since we moved in here, we're inside.
We are inside.
We are also inside of a break.
We do. We have to go to break.
We'll be back with more.
That's too small. A change of bulb and a patch of wall. If it's loose, I'll make it tight. That's right.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTru fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTru.com and Fipon.com.
And you are back inside my Fix It Up Life.
With my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
Her husband, Mark.
And Mark has been anxiously awaiting this segment for the entire show. He wants to know what he's going to do with all of his holiday cards. He's got stacks of them and stacks of them and stacks of them.
I've got, like, at least three friends.
At least three friends, and at least one of them sent him a card, and he's not sure how to display it. Well, I've got some ideas.
Well, now that the Rockwell guys think that you think they're handsome, I'm going to get cards from them every day.
I think I'll get cards from them. Just saying. So, you know, I was thinking about different ways that we can display our cards, and every year I try to come up with a new way, you know, using ribbon and all kinds of different things. So this year, I made a couple of different ideas, and you can find them on myfixitoplife.com. And one of them is as simple as wrapping a present. I took a piece of foam core. You take a piece of cardboard from, you know, a box that you got in the mail as a gift, Mark.
oh, I got a box of cardboard.
And
awesome.
You can, no, a box, you can cut it to size, you know, whatever shape you want. And you wrap one side of it, just like you would wrap a present.
Right.
And then you take ribbon, and you can do stripes, and you can make it look like a little present. And you can stick your cards in the ribbon to hang it on the wall and just attach it on the back side.
With,
you know,
what?
With tape or with a glue gun. Very easy.
None of those things are a framing nailer.
No.
Okay.
No, double stick tape is really the way to go with it. But you can also use just regular tape, too, because it's on the back side. And you just hang it up on the wall, like where you have a picture. You can take a picture down and hang it up, and there you go. Very easy. Kids can do it.
Wow.
Another really fun idea is taking an oh, yeah, I know you have lots of these.
Did you, you're about to say embroidery.
Embroidery.
God, it actually hurts.
And they cost, like, $6 or $7. You can actually get one for quilting, one of the big hoops.
Oh,
and
yeah, I love those.
One thing that I like to do is wrap it in ribbon, you know, festive holiday ribbon, and you can get ribbon.
Yeah, you can borrow some from me.
You can get ribbon, you know, at the dollar store or in the discount area at Joann's Fabrics or at Michael's. Mm-hmm. And just wrap it, you know, to make it festive and use different trimmings. There's all different kinds of fun trimmings, like little bells and reindeers and pom-poms and stuff like that. And you take ribbon and tie your cards to the hoop.
Sweet.
As you get them.
Sweet. You've done a beautiful job on these. I'm seriously impressed. I'm not kidding.
Thank you very much. And they're just so simple and easy to make, too. So go to myfixitoplife.com to check out how to make them. And
I want that info at myfixitoplife.
With your ideas or your questions, and you can also tweet your questions to us or post on Facebook at myfixitoplife.
Check out our videos while you're checking out YouTube.
Yes, or blip.tv, or go to Ustream. And you can also enter to win for free stuff on myfixituplife.com.
Join us for another episode of My Fix It Up Life.
You might be open-minded. You might be out of reach. But I am so overexcited.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clemens. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.